like you ever felt.
Are you listening?
Hell yeah, you guys are listening. What's up with this new music? I just felt like being a little fun. It's late Wednesday night, almost Thursday morning. I am delirious. I've been working so long, so hard, so tired, so fun. And I am just like in that state that you get in where I'm just goofy. It reminds, oh my God, remember when you were a kid and you would spend the night with your friend? And there was that one moment where you guys all get crazy. Like, I don't know, if there's three of you, everybody just hits this kind of same speed at one point where everything's ridiculous. I'm kind of feeling like that right now. You can conjure up all the same fun feelings you get when you're hanging out with friends right here in your own brain, believe it or not. You don't need friends, everybody. Just have fun with yourself. How's everybody doing tonight? This is me reading stuff. My name's Robin O'Neill. What I really do is I make art. And what I do second to that is make casseroles. And then third comes this podcast. I've been doing it for about 6.5 years, I think, if that's correct. Anybody know? And I love it. And I read to you guys. I talk about things. And I ask you how you're doing. And I gotta tell you, it's just nonstop how happy this podcast makes me. I got, you know what? I think I'm just gonna read it if I can find it. I thought I took a screen grab, but I got a letter from somebody this week, and I hope they won't mind me reading it. I won't say their full name. I'll say their initials. How about? And this email and the main compliment in it was so exactly the main reason I feel like I do this podcast that I don't know. It just meant the world to me. Okay, hold on. Let's see what it says. I think I have it here. All right. This said, Robin, I love you. You have always inspired me and got me through some tougher times with your art and your podcast. You've entertained me and let me feel more comfortable being myself. That is from initials CF, F as in Fox. So the part that I'm talking about is let me feel more comfortable being myself. And to you, dear friend and writer of this nice message, I cannot thank you enough for telling me that. Because honestly, I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of really loving people who listen to this, but occasionally I get really bummed out and wonder why I'm doing it for all sorts of reasons that I won't get into, but I'm not immune to the annoyances that, you know, a lot of people have when they put themselves out there. You know, you just get all sorts of things back that are not great. So this, but that's beside the point. My main thing is thank you to anybody who's told me something like this. And I do, maybe I should start reading little notes from you guys or something just to let you know. I read everything you guys send me eventually. Sometimes I don't right away, but this one I saw right away and I'm so glad I did. And I mean, basically you guys have been with me on this journey, for lack of a better word, of really accepting who I am. I had been doing so much work prior to starting this podcast, but I would say in the last 5 or 6 years, it has been very intense with me basically at war with myself and in a great war, which was me trying to conquer just owning every single thing about me, all the natural things about me, good and bad. And when I confront those bad ones, which there are plenty, I approach it with love towards myself. I mean, I think you guys were there with me, so to speak, the day I first realized that I loved myself. And I think I talked about it on here, if I'm not mistaken, because it was such a wild moment. It was just like, whoa, I can't even believe it was a feeling. I feel like I was in a drive-thru at a fast food place or something, and then I'm driving home. I just remember driving and realizing it and just being flabbergasted. So anyway, but and I hated myself before, and I still have that battle. But so if I help someone feel more comfortable with themselves, that means the world to me, because I mean, A, I really have always, as much as I detest spending time with people, I have always had an intense love affair with humankind. Ever since I was a kid, I'm just so curious about people. No matter if there's somebody I've known for 10 years, because even with people I've known for my whole life, I want to know every detail about them all the time. I want to know what they ate. I want to know everything on their plate. I want to know what they left on their plate. I want to know how many steps they took on their walk on the afternoon. I mean, I want to know what they felt like as a seventh grader. I want to know what their favorite item of clothing is currently. I mean, I just want to know it all. But then you got strangers who I obsess on. As you know, I am a voyeur. I like looking into people's houses from afar, not from the windows. But you know, I'm walking around, it's dusk. It's your lights and lamps are on, and I'm gonna look. I'm sorry, I'm gonna keep walking. I'm not gonna stand there and just stare like Michael Myers style, but I am going to look, and I'm gonna hope I see you. And what I hope I see you doing is watching TV or doing dishes. I wanna see the most mundane things. So anyway, God, is there anything like, are there any live cams just from like a regular household? That's what I want to see. Oh my God. If there's like, I don't know, some area in Kansas that I could just like, you know, I don't know where, I don't know, just somewhere, just a house in Kansas. And these guys are crazy enough to decide to put cameras in their house, live stream the whole thing, their life, their regular ass life. I would watch that. I would never do anything but watch that. Anyway, I don't even know what I'm talking about. All I know is that that message meant a lot to me. I was on a roll here. I was like trying to tell you guys something, and now I don't remember what it is. Well, anyway, I hope the message came through. I'm telling you, I'm so tired. I can't believe I can even speak right now. Okay, what have I been up to this week? Well, I'm really in the throes of working towards my next New York solo show, which is at Susan Englert Gallery, opens my birthday week, which is sometime around April 30th. That's my birthday. And I think it opens, let's see, is there, oh, hold on a second. No, I don't have a calendar that I can see that on right now. But, so if you happen to be in New York in late April or early May, you can come check out my show. This is definitely, listen up, listen to this and take notes. This is going to be the best show I've ever had. Best show. Best gallery show, best museum show, best coffee shop show, best studio show, best I'm in school doing a weird show in my backyard show. It's going to be the best. I know that for a fact. I better not die before I finish this or I'm going to become a zombie. Is that what they're called? Zombie? Is it zombies or I don't even know what a zombie is right now. The ones that come out of graves. I don't even know if that's a zombie. Honestly, I don't know what's wrong with me right now. Well, anyway, so I've been working hard on that. I could go on and on, but I'm not going to. If you guys, by the way, if you ever have any questions for me, you can also just email me at mereadingstuff@icloud.com. If you want me to answer questions live on the show, I can do that. I'd rather do that. I don't need any more emails to respond to, but I would love to just answer questions on here. I love questions. If you guys didn't already know this, I ask you about 2 billion questions a week, so you probably knew it. But I also love receiving questions. That is one of my greatest indulgences in life and something I'm slightly embarrassed about admitting. But I love questions. I love asking them. I love receiving them. I love answering them. So please. Okay, so that's what I've been up to. That's number one. Number two, I can't thank you guys enough for all of the love in the shop. I have been going crazy trying to catch up with these orders. So, by the way, let's just do a little shop talk really quick. I think I have maybe 31 cards left at this point. The greeting cards, 2021 headstone greeting card drawn by me in the shop. robinoneal.com/shop. Go into that cards and miscellaneous section and you will see the greeting card. You can get one for $5 or four for $16. Again, there's not many left. This is your last chance. I don't mean to sound like I'm on QVC, but I do listen to a lot of QVCs. This is your last chance. Let me see if I can do it. Okay, I'm going to try to be a female. Okay, here we go. Okay, as of right now, I just got word from our producers, we have 31 cards left. That's not many. You don't have much time. And I think you've all heard what we're doing for a promotional deal. We are offering a drawing, an original drawing by Robin O'Neill, value $4,000 to, it's a contest. See, I don't know how people do this on air and not mess up their words. Okay, well, I guess I do it no, I mess up all the time. Are you kidding me? I don't even know what a zombie is. Okay, to anybody who didn't hear last week's episode, if you buy a greeting card, you get entered into a contest. I will announce the winner on Christmas Eve, December 24th. And the winner will receive a, like I just said, $4,000 drawing, about 8x10, approximately. So you could win something worth $4,000 by spending just $5. And you're entered once if you order one card. If you order 8 cards, you're entered 8 times. If you order 20 cards, you're in it 20 times. And I've had a lot of people who did big orders, which is cool. So unfortunately for those of you that didn't do that, I know I kind of feel bad. Maybe I should have just done one per entry because anyway. But it is what it is. And we're doing this contest. I'll improve the contest as I keep doing them. But I'm pretty excited. It's very fun. And, you know, I always write a handwritten note in every single order for everybody. And if I'm not too crazy, I always write something specific if I know who you are, kind of remember you from Instagram. And it's just really fun. It's like I get, you know, even though I'm packing orders and it's a lot of work, it's like I'm also in some sort of correspondence club or something while I do it. So anyway, so you don't have much time because there's very few cards left, but get in there, get those ordered, and then you have some fun and slightly, dark, I would say, dark holiday cards. That is a theme that I haven't seen in Hallmark stores or in your grocery store card aisle, but this is a dark holiday card. It'd be really fun to send this for the holidays, so check it out. Okay, that's all for the shop talk right now. Thank you guys for your support. Also, my socks are really tight. I don't know what's going on. It's driving me crazy. Every single pair of socks, unless I'm wearing like those little tiny socks that don't go up your feet, which you can't do anymore in Washington State because I'm freezing cold. So I have to wear real socks, but I'm like, what are these for toddlers? And it's like, I have big feet. I have size 8.5, 9s. So I don't understand. I've been getting large socks, and maybe I need to start getting men's socks. I mean, does anybody have any advice? I do love Bombas, I'm going to tell you that, but these are all Bombas, and they're killing me. I feel like I would need, like, I don't know, 20 sizes bigger to feel comfortable. I watched this would be of interest, hopefully, to some of you. Who here knows that one of my favorite writers of all time is Patricia Highsmith? Well, I think that was about half of you who raised your hands. That's right. I'm obsessed with Patricia Highsmith. Obsessed. And Damien found this on Criterion. If you have a membership, there is a short, like 17-minute documentary, black and white documentary, with an interview of Patricia Highsmith in her home in France. And I can't tell you how excited I was because I realized, holy shit, before I watched it, I had never heard her speak before. I didn't know what her voice sounded like. I knew she was originally from Texas and then lived in New York a long time and then France. So I thought I'd be hearing somebody who had a Texas accent, I guess. But I couldn't really tell because she was speaking in French the whole time. So I guess I never got my question answered. But she was just as awesome as I thought she'd be. Very confident, casual mannerisms, very just sort of serious, but also very at ease and I wouldn't say sweet, but not mean. You know, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but I loved every minute of it. And the coolest part was whoever made this documentary did it really well, because the first line out of Patricia's mouth is, "I don't think about literature," and then they do some more credits, and then she says, "I write exactly as I please." And I don't know, I was sold right then and there. And it just made me, she appeared to be about my age-ish. I don't know. I'd love to find out now. And I don't know, I'm just so happy to be the age I am, as hard as it is health-wise. I'm so glad I'm to that point where, well, what I'm trying to say is, she said, "I don't think about literature." Here is a writer who is always pushed into the mystery section of the bookstore instead of the literature section. So I don't know, I'm wondering if maybe they asked her. You don't hear the questions that often. You just hear her talking. And so, I don't know. And then "I write exactly as I please." That's what I'm referring to with the age. It's like you get to a point, thank God, if you're a creative person, you make anything, where you just aren't trying to impress anybody anymore. And it's so nice. And trust me, I didn't think I was trying to impress anybody back in the day. But looking back, I don't know if that's what I was trying to do, but I certainly wasn't just owning myself and what I wanted to do. I don't know. It's very different. I could do a whole, not only a podcast, but I mean, an entire, I could talk about this experience of both emotionally as a human being and as an artist, continuing to just notice how good it feels to drop all need for other people to like you or what you do. It just is awesome. And I remember being younger, hearing older women talk about this. Like, you can't imagine how confident you're going to be when you're in your late 40s or when you're in your 70s or 60s or whatever. And I just didn't, I didn't really think about it. I just heard him say that and I thought, I'm fine, I'm confident, whatever. And now that I'm experiencing it, it really is something else, and makes my work better, you know, and makes me, the things that come up that you realize, oh God, even 5 years ago I would have cared about this, I so don't give a shit about so much, which I used to care about everything. I cared about the dumbest stuff. I was obsessive about caring about everything that happened to me and everybody I knew and how they felt about it and how their friends felt about it and how my family felt about it and thought about it, on and on and on and on. And then you're talking about my work. If I had like a slightly, I don't know, like a little snag on an edge or something of a piece of paper, I would flip out and I would ruin a drawing on purpose. If I'd been working on it for 4 months and something was just slightly off and not to my liking, I would freak out and it was ruined and I was depressed for 2 weeks. And oh my God, and now I purposely ruin paper, and I'm working on a canvas that has holes all in it because it's really a drop cloth and I don't care. And yeah, you can see right through parts of it, but so be it. It's still awesome. So anyway, okay, that is it. I've got to start reading. I thought this was going to be one of those short podcasts, but it's not. Okay, you guys, recently I went to my favorite bookstore in the area, local bookstore, and I've read her on the podcast. Anna Akhmatova, Russian poet, died in 1966 at the age of 76. And I really love her poems, but this is the complete poems of Anna Akhmatova, expanded edition from Zephyr Press. I'll put a link in the description so you guys can buy this. It's so heavy, so enormous, and I had no idea it existed. And I can't wait to have more time to devour it. In fact, I kind of want to do like a hotel trip by myself somewhere and just have a weekend alone to just go through the entire thing. Wouldn't that be fun? I also got over there, where the hell did it go? An Anna Akhmatova, I've already lost it. I just had it. A very long bio of her life, and I didn't know that existed either. I can't believe I just shortened the word biography to bio. That is so not like me. I'm also very passionate about not shortening words that don't need to be shortened. I don't know if I've ever talked to any of you about this, but for instance, in art school, you may or may not know, that you go to what are commonly known as crits, meaning critique. Do you hear the contempt in my voice right now at the word crit? I hate it so much, and I really don't see why it's so hard to say critique, so I don't even know where this started, but it's across the map. Any university you visit, art students talk about going to crit. By the way, another thing about art school that you may or may not know is, unlike many other professions, you do, I just talked about this on another podcast, which I need to plug, by the way. I'll plug that next week. Let me do a little note. Okay. Yeah, so you go and you do these things and with other students around. You're what it would be known as an exam or something anywhere else is basically public ridicule. So you're just up there in front of everybody with your work, vulnerable as can be, and everybody is like, okay, these are called group crits. You also can have individual crits. I'm saying that, and again, I always say critique. Anyway, it's why am I talking about this again? You guys, I don't know what's going on. I just don't like to shorten words. Okay, back to Anna Akhmatova. I don't know much about her other than what I already told you. I know she's considered one of the greatest Russian poets of the 20th century, and I think she was up for a Nobel Prize or maybe got one. I know she was married several times and had several affairs. I remember that from the short bit I've read about her. And I'm going to make some stuff up. She loved to eat beef, I read. She cut her own bangs. She was known to cut her friends' bangs sometimes. Let's see. She was known to take her tea with orange slices. And she loved the herb dill. Those are all the things I know about Anna Akhmatova. And now we're going to read from her book. This book was called Seventh Book. And this is a long poem that's separated into parts. So I'm going to be reading just the first part. It's called Secrets of the Craft. And then I'm reading, Secrets of the Craft. 1. Creation. It happens like this. A kind of languor. A ceaseless striking of a clock is heard. Far off, a dying peal of thunder. I somehow sense the groaning and the sorrows of unrecognized, imprisoned voices. A kind of secret circle narrows. But in the abyss of whispers and ringing rises one triumphant sound. Such an absolute silence surrounds it that one can hear the grass growing in the woods. How misfortune with a knapsack plods the earth. But now words are beginning to be heard, and the signaling chimes of light rhymes. Then I begin to comprehend, and the simply dictated lines lie down in place on the snow-white page. November 5th, 1936. 2. I don't need martial hosts arrayed in odes and the charm of ornamental elegies. For me, everything in poetry should just be out of place. Not what people think it is. If only you knew from what rubbish poetry grows, knowing no shame, like a yellow dandelion by the fence, like burdock and goosefoot. An angry cry, fresh smell of tar, mysterious mold on the wall, and suddenly a line rings out, lively, tender, to my delight and yours. January 21st, 1940. How good is that? I mean, most of you who listen are makers of some sort, artists, writers, musicians. And so I know you all get this. I mean, I feel like I already know that. I feel like there's nobody out there listening to this who doesn't know what this feels like, this discovery and this out of nowhere-ness of ideas. It's just so cool. This is one of the greatest. It's just I don't know. I'm still kind of processing it. I mean, obviously this isn't the first time I read it right now while talking to you, but yeah, I think especially if only you knew from what rubbish poetry grows. And then, yeah, that an angry cry, fresh smell of tar, mysterious mold on the wall, and suddenly a line rings out, lively, tender, to my delight and yours. In fact, I want to make a little note here because those three things, angry cry, fresh smell of tar, and mysterious mold, I would love for all of us to plug in our own three things to that. Because, I mean, already mine is, I mean, for instance, something just happened a second ago before I recorded this. I was packing up orders for the shop, and I always have one of my composition notebooks opened near wherever I'm doing anything. So over there by where I'm doing the cards and where my TV is, I put on, what's the name of that channel? Like that, I don't remember. It's an app that you can get and you can watch all these shows. It just has a lot of ads. Like there's a Forensic Files channel and an Unsolved Mysteries channel and a Cops channel. So I had the Forensic Files one on and I've only been half paying attention. And then suddenly, oh, it's Pluto, by the way. Pluto. I really like that app. I like it a lot. So anyway, and I overheard this from the people talking on there. I missed the full story. She just said, so we cremated Dad's hands and threw them in the sea. And I was like, holy moly. You know, why his hands? Why not? What happened to the rest? I mean, what is happening? So anyway, moments like, and I had to run, anyway, I had to run over to my composition notebook and write it down before I forgot it. And I don't know. So mine might be cremated hands, you know, GT's kombucha. And I don't know. Oh, the mysterious eczema I'm experiencing right now. And it's like that set of things does make something happen that is important for me as, I almost said as a writer. I'm not a writer. I can't pretend to be a writer. As an artist. I mean, imagery comes from that for me is what I'm trying to say. And obviously for Anna, an angry cry, fresh smell of tar, and mysterious mold on the wall makes her poems come. So anyway, let me know what your three things are. Anytime, I'm happy to read things like that. And remember, you can always reach out. And if you don't remember my email, you can always be on my website and scroll down. You can send me messages via the website at the bottom of the page. I'm also still giving 50% off all orders of t-shirts and sweatshirts via cottonbureau.com. You can find a link at the bottom of the miscellaneous page on my shop. If you can't find it, just search me reading stuff in cottonbureau.com. I'll put a link in the description so you can find that. And 50% of all proceeds go directly to the Trevor Project. That is a wonderful organization that provides 24-hour toll-free confidential suicide prevention for LGBTQ plus youth. So if you want to help support that amazing organization that I've been donating to for years through a lot of the podcast stuff I do, head on over to the cottonbureau.com. I'm so sorry. Everything will be in the description of this podcast. So don't you worry about that. What else? Oh, and also, if you happen to be in Texas and if you want to attend the Dallas Art Fair, that is this weekend. And I have a very large presence in the Inman Gallery booth. And I am so excited about sharing this stuff with you guys. This is a show of my hotel drawings, hotel stationery drawings. So a lot of you may have heard about these before, or maybe I've talked about them, but I'm just so excited to have this full showing of them. And I will be posting on Instagram all about that tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. I'm RobyN_O-N-E-I-L. I'm losing my ability to speak. I don't know that I ever had it. I definitely didn't have it in the last half of this podcast. But, you know, I'm giving it a try and I'm checking in with you guys. I'm going to be gone and away for 2 days. So this is why I'm doing this late tonight so that you guys can have it sitting sweetly in your inbox or in your little list of podcasts, however you do it. Some people get alerts, some people don't. And all I know is that I like talking to you guys. I like hearing how you're doing. I'm just very interested in all of you guys. The little bit I get to know about each of you, I'm like, this is my greatest group of friends. I keep thinking we got to do something when the world gets better. I want to do some sort of conference or hangout or meet up. I don't know what you call it. And I don't know how it's going to happen. If somebody has any skills in social interactions or like planning a social event and you want to offer up some help into planning this one day, please let me know, because I clearly don't know what I'd be like, can we rent the back room at a Chili's? You know, we should just pick, oh my God, this would be ideal for me to just pick, I don't know, a random mid-sized suburb somewhere in the middle of the country. And A, because that would be cheap. That would be a cheaper location, right? Because you would get cheaper hotels. Like, we can't do it in New York City. We can't do it in Los Angeles. Nobody can afford to travel to these places and stay unless they have friends. So it would have to be something like that. And I'm loving this. Oh no, I've already come up with this idea, haven't I? Since I was like, let's do it in Omaha. That's where I'm from. That's my favorite place on earth. Let's do it there. But now I'm thinking, Omaha might be getting a little too big. We should do somewhere else. Omaha's also hard to get to in an airplane, believe it or not. It's expensive to fly to Nebraska. One time I flew both to Nebraska, to Omaha, and to Paris, France from Texas. And it was more money for me to fly to Omaha than it was to fly to Paris, France. So I don't know. Anyway, maybe an accessible place like Chicago where everybody can fly. Oh God, I'm having a coughing attack. Oh my God. All right. I just coughed my head off. I drank some water. It's time to get out of here, guys. It's 30 minutes. I wish it was shorter tonight, but I'm just being natural. And that's what I want for you guys, to be natural. Be you. Don't be anybody else. It's ridiculous. There's no reason to try, because you're never going to be somebody else. So that's just something you've got to just embrace, who you are. Now, if you're not feeling great about who you are, that's understandable. And there's always things you can do about that. Just trust your instincts. Everybody has good instincts. That's the other thing, is that most people know what they need to be happier or to be healthier, or sometimes you don't. But I think deep down, the gut instinct, we all kind of know. Like, I know. The things that are really hard for me right now, I know exactly what I need to do. I just don't do them. All right, you guys, I love you. Have a good week. Thank you for all your support. Bye-bye.